Hello and welcome to this week's audio blog. It's been a long time since my former co-volunteer Lauren and I discussed our experiences writing public service announcements for K&OM's airwaves. And with about 200 educational and inspirational spots under my belt now, I have a few more thoughts that I'd like to share on the subject. Join me, won't you? When I was younger, my family would often go hiking in the hills. Being fairly small and the youngest of my family, I felt that it took forever to finally reach the top of the summit. I hated the sensation of my legs aching and my mouth feeling dry. And what really got me up there was looking forward to racing down the slope, trying not to stumble over any rocks as I careened down the hillside. And I began to see life like that, a series of peaks and valleys one after another, hardships lining up towards the sky, then a period of calm, easygoing terrain, eventually leading back up to another rough patch sometimes. I thought this way until I had a conversation with my friend Gail. She had just mastered the Beatles' Blackbird on guitar, and she was worried about becoming stagnant in her music studies. What you're listening to right now is a spot I wrote and voiced on the ebb and flow we all experience in life. While this is a fictional monologue, I do not have a guitar-playing friend named Gail. It is inspired by true events in my own life. The general emotional journey that the narrator experiences is still wholly my own, and I try to express that by allowing my own voice to get emotional while remembering the memories that were the kind of foundation of my inspiration. That day, I realized something. No matter how hardships and successes manifest in your mind, whether you have peaks and valleys switched or otherwise, you will always get through whatever terrain is ahead of you as long as you keep going. I chose the monologue format specifically because I felt that it would be the most meaningful way to get at the core message. By using a narrated monologue, I try to present a fully realized character development all within the span of 2 minutes. Recently, I've been talking with our general manager, Margaret, about going deeper with my spot writing, which can be hard for me to do sometimes, especially when I feel like the creativity isn't flowing the way that I want it to. I really love working on the spot that we just heard, but whenever I would play on K&OM, I'd actually get uncomfortable because I felt raw and exposed because I really put a lot of my own emotion and experience into it. So since then, I've been working on developing my capacity for vulnerability while also trying to use that to present the most powerful radio that I can, which, by the way, K&OM says requires this trifecta: telling the truth, making it matter, and never being boring. For this week's audio blog, I'll be showing you spots I've produced that I think are great examples of this.
We don't usually frequent the opera these days, but Mozart's last operatic composition, The Magic Flute, holds a message of hope that still rings true.
How can you uniquely write about crisis intervention? Well, you could start with opera.
Papageno becomes so blinded with grief that he allows his emotions to consume him, leading him to believe ending his life is the only option.
This spot is part music history lesson and part suicide prevention. Using the actual plot of Mozart's The Magic Flute, I used it as an illustrative example of how to show support to someone when they're in crisis.
Think again. You've only one life. Soon enough, it's gone.
Papageno considers the gravity of his situation and responds with,
"A wiser word was never spoken."
Be a sympathetic ear to someone in crisis. Offer hope and reassure your loved one that suicidal feelings are temporary.
Suicide is, of course, a very serious topic, one that we find difficult to discuss. I love drawing on an operatic theme for the spot because I felt like it gave me a vivid and emotional vehicle with which to provide crucial information. It's easy to treat serious subjects somberly, which sometimes with radio doesn't really seem very dynamic, but when you do it right, I think it's also possible to discuss topics like these in a way that's very vivid and memorable and more dynamic.
About their future together, the happy couple have learned the changing power of hope.
Telling the truth is one of the most persuasive ways to help someone, but with telling the truth, that, of course, comes with vulnerability, which can be very scary. So when I sat down with two graduates from our local junior-senior high school to talk about their first semester in college, I was really honored by their honesty.
I'm Zachary Tozier. I'm from Nome, Alaska, and I am a freshman at the University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau.
My name is Megan Contreras. I grew up in Nome. I am a freshman at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and right now my major is elementary education.
I think the worst thing you can probably do is just not talking to someone else about what's going on with you.
Yeah.
Because holding that in for so long, it does catch up, and then it just hits you all at once, and then you're breaking down on the floor, just sitting, laying there crying. So I wouldn't recommend it. Just talk.
While I like to think that my interview style made them feel more at ease to share these moments with me, I think it was more the fact they knew that college freshmen getting ready to leave Nome or our surrounding villages for the first time would be listening. And they really sincerely wanted to help that transition to college for their friends, families, and neighbors. The fact that KNOM airs educational and inspirational spots instead of advertisements is still really amazing to me, and it's so cool that I get to write them. It's not just a matter of serving Western Alaska, but bringing Western Alaska on air with us. Whenever possible, I ask community members to either share information from their organizations or agencies or voice spots I've written myself. Our former program director, Laura, our former general manager, Rick, and our current general manager, Margaret, have all coached me in their own way in writing spots that impact listeners directly by focusing on the unique strengths and challenges in our region. And of course, I'm still working to deepen my understanding of Western Alaska nearly 20-some months later. So for now, I'm going to end on one last spot, which I think sums it up all nicely. Thanks for listening. Just as easily as a song changes on the radio, your mood can too. Whatever you're going through, this too shall pass. I promise.